Okay, Sada Bhagini, probably I'll check that. If it is not there, I'll send you the link on your email. Okay, so see if you are able to do it later. So about most of you have submitted the responses. I have got the responses. Some of you are not yet able to do it. For people who are not able to yet do it, we will see that later after the class. Okay. Okay. So now we completed this part of the homework. Hope everybody who had completed this till this part. Last week we thought or we said we'll do it. So Nirmala Balikava Aam. Nirmala Balika Sa Yuvati. Sa Yuvatina. Similarly, Rohini Vaidya Va Na. Rohini Vaidya Na Sa Vidyartini. So similarly for Maheshaha, Anantaha, Devadattaha, Nagarajaha, we got the submissions, and this is what we did as homework, right? So similarly, we will start with this particular Koshtakaha or this particular table that is available here. We have Ramaha. I think even who some of you have submitted, Saha Ramaha, Sa Sita, Tat Pustakam, and similar, Kaha Rama, Ka Sita, Kim Pustakam, this also people have submitted as homework, right? Last week, this is what we said, we will complete as homework. So this week, what we'll do is we'll try to learn few more words, and the homework would be 1.3 and 1.4. This is what we will do as homework. 1.3 and 1.4. This would be our homework. Asti, nasti, we have completed. Right? We had completed asti, nasti. So everybody remembers. Hope everybody remembers what we have done, Asti and Nasti. Did we do Asti and Nasti last time, guys?
Yeah, we did.
No, okay. Asti and Nasti we had done. Did we do Asti and Nasti?
Yes, we did.
We did. Okay. So the homework for this would be, for this class, 1.3 is something that you have already done as part of our class revision last week. We had revised all of these objects. So please revise this. You need not do anything. You need not submit anything. And for 1.4 is something that you have to submit your homework on WhatsApp. So please complete this. And some of you are not aware of the Lipi, of the Devanagari Lipi, and you are submitting answers via the audio mode. That is also fine. If you are not able to do it, or you are not aware of Devanagari script, please do it via the audio mode. Submit your audio submissions on WhatsApp individually. So that is also fine. So this is the part of our homework. 1.4 will be this week's homework. So Pustakam Asti. So what we have to do? Chitram Drushtva. The statement that is given here is Chitram Drushtva Asti Athava Nasti Iti Likhatu. So by looking at the picture, see which object is available and which object is not available. Okay. So here Pustakam Asti. The Pustakam. Pustakam ityukte book. Pustakam Asti. Hello, Pustakam Asti. Atra Pustakam Asti. Vidyuddeepaha Nasti. Electric bulb. Electric bulb atra nasti. Electric bulb, is it here? It is not there. So the answer is Vidyut Dvipaha Nasti. Which object is present would be Asti. Which object is not present, that would be Nasti. Object Asti, object Nasti. So all these objects are mentioned here. So please try to complete these answers and post your answers on WhatsApp. So 1.4 is the homework for this week. And then we'll begin with okay, we'll begin with the prayer. We have not started our lesson, so we'll begin with our prayer. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahano Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejas Vinavadhitamastu Mavit Vishavahai ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। So the first proverb for this lesson is Janani Janma Bhumischa Swargadapi Gariyasi. So what it means is Janani. Janani is Ikaranta Trilinga Shabdaha. So mother and motherland. Janma Bhumi. Again this is Trilinga. Bhumischa. So mother and motherland. Swargadapi. It is so Swargadapi means heaven itself, or also heaven, gariyasi, greater than the heaven itself. That is what it means. So mother and motherland are greater than heaven itself, and this is written on the emblem of Nepal. So this is what is written on the emblem of Nepal, and this has been taken from Ramayana, and this is what proverb ityukte shubhashitam, shubhashitam ityukte proverb. Astu. So this Geetam, or this song that is presented here, requests you to listen to it. The audio link or the video link for this is there on YouTube. And the link is provided at the end of the slide, and it is highlighted with hyperlink or parisandhi. So please try to listen to this particular song whenever you find time. So this song, as we have discussed, is basically describing what Sanskrit means and the importance of Sanskrit, Sanskritam, and how and where it has been used and how easy the language is, and it is not difficult. That is what this song says about. All right, we'll just revise quickly. So we started off with Parichayaha. Parichaya are our introduction. How do we introduce ourselves to others? So mama nama ityukte my name. My name is Mama Nama Jayantaha. Bhavataha Nama Kim. So for people who are in the masculine gender, we use Bhavataha Nama Kim. For feminine, it is Bhavatyaha Nama Kim. Bhavataha Nama Kim, Bhavatyaha Nama Kim. And then we went on to Shabda Parichaya. So when we talk about Shabda Parichaya, we spoke about how or what linga and the ending of the word is. Right, and for the first word that we came across is the Akaranta Pumlinga Shabdaha, and it is Vrukshaha. So Vrukshaha here is tree, the word Vrukshaha means tree. And why is it called as Akaranta Pumlinga Shabdaha is because it ends with Aha. So this is what the reason why it is called as Akaranta, and this is a Pumlinga Shabdaha, and the Shabd is Vruksha. Vruksha is actually the Shabd or the word. That is the word, and this word, if we have to say what is Vrukshaha, it is Akaranta Pumlinga Vruksha Shabdaha. And as we go forward, when we learn more about words, probably later, not anytime near in the future, but later, we'll start addressing the words in this form. We'll say Akaranta Pumlinga Shabdaha or Pumlinga Vruksha Shabdaha. And then we'll start giving the various ways in the Vruksha Shabda could be used, right, in Vibhaktis. In Vibhaktis, we'll start addressing the word in this form. Akarantha Pumlinga Shabdaha. Akarantha Pumlinga Rama Shabdaha. Akarantha Pumlinga Vruksha Shabdaha. This is how we'll try to address. And then Shabda Parichaya. Shabda Parichaya, the second form where that we came was the Napunsakalinga Shabdaha. And the word that we try to describe was book. And book in Sanskritam is Pustakam. And it is Akarantha Napunsakalinga Pustak Shabdaha. This is what is Napunsakalinga Shabdaha. And then we started off with the feminine gender words, identifying them. Bala, Akaranta Trilinga Bala Shabdaha, Bala Shabdaha. So that is Bala. Similarly, we came across the word Nadi. So this is Ikaranta Trilinga Nadi Shabdaha. And today's lesson, we'll try to identify a few other words. So here we see the words, how to identify the words that are here or there or somewhere or everywhere, right? That is what we will try to see today. Okay. Okay, so do not worry about the result. We'll come back to the result later. Probably we'll see, check that in the later after the session, Bhagini. If it is not there, probably I'll try to send the result on your email. So that is not, we'll take care of it. Okay, Bhagini? Okay. So then, so when we are coming to this particular addressing, whether something is near, something is there, something is where or everywhere. So these words we are trying to refer with atra. What is atra? Atra means here. Tatra, tatra means there. Sarvatra, sarvatra means everywhere. Ekatra, only at one place. Ekatra, one, at one place. Anyatra, somewhere, somewhere, that is anyatra. And then we have, how do we ask this? That is kutra. Atra, tatra, sarvatra, ekatra, anyatra, kutra. Okay, so we have these words. Atra, atra means here, tatra means there, sarvatra, sarvatra means everywhere, then ekatra at one place, anyatra somewhere, and kutra, kutra means where, that is what is the question, kutra. Okay, so here as we look at this picture, we have parvataha kutra astri, parvataha kutra asti, that is what is the question. Parvataha ityukte, we know it is mountain. Kutra asti, where is the mountain? Parvataha kutra asti. Parvataha tatra asti, parvataha is there, that is what is the answer here. Parvataha is behind, right? In this picture it is behind. So parvataha kutra asti, parvataha tatra asti, the mountain is there. Kshetram kutra asti, or what is the field, or the agriculture field, where is the kshetram? Kshetram kutra asti, kshetram tatra asti, kshetram is behind, so it is there, kshetram is there, that is what is the answer. So parvataha kutra asti, parvataha tatra asti, kshetram, kshetram kutra asti, kshetram tatra asti. Okay, that is what we have as the answer. Similarly, shakataha, shakataha kutra asti, shakataha ityukte cart. Atra asti, shakataha, atra asti, it is nearby in the picture, right? Shakataha kutra asti, shakataha atra asti. Vrukshaha kutra asti, vrukshaha kutra asti, vruksha is behind. Vrukshaha atra asti, right? So it is behind the cart here. Vrukshaha kutra asti, vrukshaha atra asti. Atra means here. Shakataha kutra asti, shakataha atra asti. वृक्षः कुत्र अस्ति वृक्षः अत्र अस्ति अस्तु भगिनि सो वी विल नाउ प्रैक्टिस दिस ओके सो तंगम भगिनि सो प्लीज ट्राई टू आस्क द क्वेश्चन एंड आंसर द क्वेश्चन एज वेल एज गिवन हियर
यस सर सूर्यः कुत्र अस्ति वेयर इज द सन सूर्यः तत्र एकत्र अस्ति द सन इज इन वन प्लेस काकाः कुत्र अस्ति Where are the crows? Kakaha ekatra asti. The santi. Ekantra santi. The crows are in one place.
Samichinam Bhagini. So, we had seen asti so far. We have not seen Santi, right, we have not seen Santi so far. So, here Kakaha is plural, Kakaha is singular. Kakaha, so this is plural, we have not even come across plural forms. So, we will really not worry about plural forms. It is plural, as the question has been asked, whether it is singular or plural, it is a plural form of kakaha. Kakaha is singular, and kakaha is plural. So that is the difference between both of them. But we have not come across the difference or the various forms with respect to the words, right? And what is the meaning of santi, right? So here we have asti. Asti, here we are referring to as singular form. Santi is for plural, right? So as we add s for some of the things, in, for example, thing and things, it is singular and plural, right? When it comes to English, it is there, they are there, right? That is what we use. So here again, santi is meaning there, it is there, but for plural form, to address the plural form, we are using santi, kakaha, because the kakaha is in plural form, santi is also in, santi is also in plural form. So kakaha kutra santi, kakaha ekatra santi, that is what here it is referring to, because we cannot say kakaha asti, kakaha, because they are more. And it has to be addressed in plural form. It has to match this particular subject. So we have saying kakaha ekatra santi, right? So for singular, we are generally using the word asti. For plural, it is santi. That is why we are saying it is santi. Santi is also meaning that it is there, but here it is not it, but it's they are there. Kakaha ekatra santi. It is matching with, or the verb is also matching with here the object, which is kakaha. Okay, so these things are part of grammar. We'll try to address this also as we go forward, how the singular form should be matched with the singular form, and also with the gender, and also there are other things that we come across. So we'll see this as we go forward. A lot of things will come across. Okay, so next, Suchitra Bhagni.
Hello.
Bhagni.
Hello.
Bhagni, I'm able to hear your voice. Suchitra Bhagni.
Yeah. Vraddha kutra asti, vraddha ayatra asti, ayantra asti. Ayantra asti.
Anyatra.
Anyantra. नदी कुत्र अस्ति नदी अन्यत्र अस्ति
अन्यत्र भगिनी अन्यत्र
अन्यत्र
अस्ति
अन्यत्र अस्ति
अस्ति
आम भगिनी
धन्यवाद
अस्तु आम भगिनी अस्तु भगिनी समीचीनं सो वृधा कुत्र अस्ति वृधा अन्यत्र अस्ति अन्यत्र मीन्स् समवेर् एल्स् एल्स्वेर् शी इस् नाट् इन् द पिक्चर् वि आर् आस्किङ्ग् वृधा सो ईस् द ओल्ड् मेन् अवेलेबल् इन् द पिक्चर् शी इस् नाट् देर् सो वि आर् सेङ्ग् रादर् देन् सेङ्ग् शी इस् अत्र नास्ति वि आर् सेङ्ग् शी इस् समवेर् एल्स् वृधा अन्यत्र अस्ति The old woman is elsewhere. Similarly, Nadi, kutra asti, Nadi we are also not able to locate in the picture. Where is the river? So we have hills, we have farms, we have trees. So probably this is an agricultural field. Probably there should be, or this could be a fertile land. There could be river somewhere flowing, right? So probably the answer given here is Nadi, anyatra asti. It is not there here. It could be somewhere else. It is elsewhere. Nadi will be elsewhere. There are rivers that are going somewhere else or they are flowing somewhere else. So, Nadi anyatra asti. Vrudha kutra asti. Vrudha anyatra asti. Nadi kutra asti. Nadi anyatra asti. Nadi anyatra asti. Yes, the question here asked again is, Vrudha is not there. Or the old woman is not there. Why can't we just say Vrudha Nasti? Yes, Vrudha Atra Nasti. That is also a possible answer. That is also a possible answer. But if you would like to use she is somewhere else, then we will say Vrudha anyatra asti. Vrudha anyatra asti. That is the another answer for it. Okay, Bhagini? Okay. So again, Kumkum Bhagini, can you please do these questions and answer?
Yes. Vayu kutra asti, Vayu sarvatra asti, Prakashah kutra asti, Prakashah sarvatra asti.
Samichinam Bhagini, Dhanyavada Bhagini. So here vayuhu ityukte air. Vayuhu kutra asti? Vayuhu sarvatra asti. Vayuhu sarvatra asti. Prakashah kutra asti? Where is brightness or light? Prakashah ityukte light. Prakashah brightness light. Kutra asti? Prakashah sarvatra asti. Brightness or light is everywhere. Right? That is everywhere. Prakashaha sarvatra asti. That is how the words sarvatra are being used here. Vayuhu sarvatra asti. Prakashaha kutra asti. Prakashaha sarvatra asti. So sarvatra is everywhere. It is available everywhere. Jalam kutra asti. Jalam sarvatra asti va? Na. Jalam sarvatra nasti. Jalam anyatra asti. Jalam sarvatra asti. Jalam sarvatra nasti. Jalam anyatra asti. Jalam ekatra asti. Jalam tatra asti. Jalam atra asti. Jalam sarvatra nasti. Jalam ityukte water. Water. Is water available everywhere? No, water is not available everywhere. Water is available here. Water is available there. Water is available elsewhere. Or whatever is available at some places. That is what is the answer. Okay, so we learnt few more words. That is atra. Atra means here. Okay, atra means here. Okay, tatra means there. Tatra means there. Sarvatra. Sarvatra means everywhere. Sarvatra means everywhere. Anyatra. Anyatra means somewhere. And kutra. Kutra is place or where, right? That is what kutra. Kutra means place. That is what is kutra, right? And what is kutra? Kutra means where. Where is it available? That is what we are referring to as kutra. Okay? So these are the words that we have learnt. So let's begin also our practice. So next one is Nishtha Bhagini.
Karadipaha asti va? Aam, karadipaha asti.
Samichinam Bhagini. Next, Nishtha Bhagini, again, please also do this.
Karadipaha kutra asti, karadipaha atra asti.
Samichinam, karadipaha kutra asti, karadipaha atra asti. Astu Bhagini, next one. So again, if you remember, right, we are using the short hands for something that is near, right? Only the wrist part, something that is near. So near means atra. Far away means there, right? So we use tat, etat, saha, yeshaha, sa, yesha. Similarly here, atra and kutra, atra and tatra, okay? Nishtha Bhagini, this one also.
Oh. Cholaha kutra asti, cholaha tatra asti.
Samichina, this one Bhagini. Makaraha, form the question and also form the answer. Makaraha.
Makaraha kutra asti, makaraha atra asti.
मकरः अत्र अस्ति, मकरः अन्यत्र अस्ति, मकरः तत्र अस्ति. समीचीनं. मकरः सर्वत्र अस्ति वा?
न, मकरः अत्र अस्ति.
न, मकरः सर्वत्र नास्ति, मकरः अत्र अस्ति.
अत्र अस्ति.
समीचीनं भगिनि. नेक्स्ट् शारदा भगिनि, शारदा रमाकृष्णन् भगिनि, आर् यु अवेलेबल्?
या. प्रकाशः कुत्र अस्ति? प्रकाशः सर्वत्र अस्ति.
समीचीनं भगिनि. अग्रे. ओके, द पिक्चर् इस् नाट् लुकिङ्ग्. ओके, दिस् वन्. ओके, आर् यु एबल् टु सी भगिनि?
या. एषा वृद्धा वा एषा बालिका?
न, एषा वृद्धा न, एषा बालिका.
एषा बालिका.
देन् द नेक्स्ट् वर्ड् इस् तर्हि. तर्हि
वृद्धा कुत्र अस्ति? वृद्धा अन्यत्र अस्ति.
समीचीनं. तर्हि वृद्धा कुत्र अस्ति? वृद्धा अन्यत्र अस्ति. वृद्धा, वृद्धा. सो वृद्धा इस् आक्चुलि ओल्ड् लेडि. अन्यत्र, अन्यत्र मीन्स् एल्स् वेर्. शि इस् नाट् हियर्, शि इस् सम्वेर् एल्स्. अस्तु भगिनि. So we'll come back to this word again. Tarhi. Tarhi means then. If she is not here, then where is she? Tarhi, Vrudha kutra asti. Vrudha anyatra asti. So Devaha.
Devaha.
Bhagni? Devaha.
Devaha.
Kutra asti is the question.
Devaha. देवः कुत्र अस्ति? देवः अन्यत्र अस्ति.
देवः अन्यत्र अस्ति, देवः सर्वत्र अस्ति.
सर्वत्र अस्ति. देवः सर्वत्र अस्ति.
देवः सर्वत्र अस्ति.
गाड् इस् एव्रिवेर्.
अस्तु भगिनि, समीचीनं. गाड् इस् एव्रिवेर्. देवः कुत्र अस्ति? देवः सर्वत्र अस्ति.
सर्वत्र अस्ति.
अस्तु भगिनि. मापिका कुत्र अस्ति? मापिका अत्र अस्ति. सिमिलर्ली केन् यु फार्म् द क्वश्चन् वित् कुञ्चिका?
कुञ्चिका कुत्र अस्ति? कुञ्चिका अत्र अस्ति.
कुञ्चिका कुत्र अस्ति? कुञ्चिका अत्र अस्ति.
अत्र अस्ति.
समीचीनम्. Similarly, can you form with this?
Kunjika, petika asti, kunjika, atra asti.
Petika? Petika, kutra asti.
Kutra, petika, kutra asti, petika, atra asti.
Swaminchinam. Second one.
Shaya. कुत्र अस्ति? शय्या अत्र अस्ति.
समीचीनं. शय्या कुत्र अस्ति? शय्या अत्र अस्ति. समीचीनं भगिनि. धन्यवादः भगिनि. सो नेक्स्ट् अनिता भगिनी, आर् यु अवेलेबल्?
तमर्जिनी कुत्र अस्ति? अत्र. तमर्जिनी अत्र अस्ति.
सम्मार्जनी कुत्र अस्ति? सम्मार्जनी अत्र अस्ति. समीचीनं भगिनि.
निजनिका कुत्र अस्ति? निजनिका अत्र अस्ति.
समीचीनं. निधानिका कुत्र अस्ति? निधानिका अत्र अस्ति. समीचीनम्. So, next Bhagini is Pramila Bhagini. Pramila Bhagini, are you there? Pramila Bhagini, Hari Om.
Hello.
Pramila Bhagini, you are there?
Yes, sir. Rukshaha Sarvatra Asti. Rukshaha Sarvatra Asti.
Samichinam.
Rukshaha. Only one word, I need to say all the words.
All the words one.
Ila Kutra Asti. Ila Atra Asti. Bhumi Kutra Asti. Bhumi Sarvatra Asti. Bhumi.
Samichinam. Bhumi.
Vayuhu Kutra Asti. Vayuhu Sarvatra Asti.
Samichinam.
Keshaha Kutra Asti. Keshaha Kutra Nasti.
Keshaha Ityukte Bhagini?
Hair.
Samichinam. Sarvatra Nasti. Keshaha Anyatra Asti. Keshaha Sarvatra Nasti. Samichinam Bhagini.
Keshaha Satyam. Atra Nasti.
Atra Nasti. Samichinam Bhagini. Keshaha Atra Nasti. Satyam. Satyam Api. Api Vadatu.
Satyam Kutra Asti. Satyam Sarvatra Asti.
Satyam.
Satyam means sampling. Atra Asti. Satyam.
Samichinam Bhagini. Samichinam Bhagini. In figure it is here. Satyam Atra Asti. Samichinam. So, next one. So, here we have the pictures. Okay. We have the pictures and we also have some of the words. So, how are we going to identify? So, what I'll do here is, let me, one second, Bhagini. Okay. We have here words. Shunaka. Shunakaha ityukte dog. Gardabaha. Gardabaha ityukte donkey. Relayanam. Relayanam ityukte train. Ajaha. Ajaha ityukte goat. Dhenuhu. Dhenu is not here, right? It is cow. Akashaha. Akashaha sky. Vanaraha. Vanaraha is monkey. Griham is house. Vrukshaha. Vrukshaha is tree. Shakha. Shakha is branch. Satyam. Sapling. We have seen this just now. Vruttihi. Then we have Devaha, Mahila and Dvichakrika. So, what we'll do now is, we will try to do this exercise. Keshaha means hair. Correct. Keshaha means is hair. So, Rishikeshaha, we see this, right? Rishikeshaha in Bhagavad Gita also. So, it is describing the Lord Krishna. So, Keshaha here is means hair only. Okay, so then we have Bal Subramanyam Mahodaya, are you available?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mahodaya. So for Shunukaha, Gardabaha, Relayanam, Ajaha and Balika, please form the questions and try to answer them.
Shunakaha kutra santi.
Shunakaha asti mahodaya. This is we'll use only singular for now.
Oh, okay. Shunakaha asti va. Correct.
Shunakaha kutra asti.
Shunakaha kutra asti. Shunakaha अत्र अस्ति.
ओके, वन् मोर् थिङ्ग् महोदय. So imagine that you are standing near this railing, near the tree.
Okay.
In the picture.
Okay.
And then
okay.
You want to point out to the object.
Okay. Then shunakaha kutra asti, shunakaha tatra asti.
Samichinam.
Garbaha.
Gardabaha.
Garbaha.
गर्दभः
गर्भदः कुत्र अस्ति गर्भदः
गर्दभः
गर्भदः कुत्र अस्ति
गर्दभः
गर्भदः
महोदय इट् इस् गर्दभः
गर्दभः
गर्दभः समीचीनं महोदय
गर्दभः कुत्र अस्ति गर्दभः तत् अत्र अस्ति
समीचीनं गर्दभः इत्युक्ते
डाङ्कि
डाङ्कि समीचीनं डाङ्कि
रैलायनं कुत्र अस्ति रैलायनं कुत्र अस्ति रेलयानं कुत्र अस्ति रेलयानं तत्र नास्ति
अन्यत्र अस्ति तत्र नास्ति अथवा
अन्यत्र अस्ति अन्यत्र अस्ति अजः कुत्र अस्ति अजः तत्र अस्ति
अजः इत्युक्ते महोदय
गोट्
समीचीनं
बालिका बालिका कुत्र अस्ति बालिका तत्र अस्ति
समीचीनं बालिका तत्र अस्ति समीचीनं महोदय समीचीनं
थ्याङ्क् यू धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः महोदय अग्रे बालसुब्रह्मण्यं रवीन्द्रमहोदय रवीन्द्रमहोदय आर् यु देर् रवीन्द्रमहोदय डोङ्कि यस् डोङ्कि मीन्स् गर्दभः धेनुः इत्युक्ते कौ आकाशः इत्युक्ते स्कै वानरः इत्युक्ते मङ्कि वृक्षः इत्युक्ते ट्री शाखा इत्युक्ते ब्राञ्च् सस्यम् इत्युक्ते साप्लिङ्ग् आर् ए स्माल् प्लाण्ट् वृत्तिः इत्युक्ते फेन्स् वृत्तिः द बार्डर् आर् द फेन्स् दट् इस् वाट् इस् वृत्तिः देवः देवः इत्युक्ते गाड् महिला महिला इत्युक्ते वुमेन् फीमेल् द्विचक्रिका टू वीलर् सैकल् दट् इस् वाट् इस् द्विचक्रिका सो अग्रे रवीन्द्रमहोदय यु आर् नाट् देर् ओके देन् ऐश्वर्या भगिनी आर् यु देर् Vrutti fence, fence, or the railing that you see here, right? That is the Vrutti. Aishwarya Bhagni is also not there. Ravindra Bhavadya is also not there. Not able to hear you, Mahodaya. Shaka is here. Branch here.
I'm here, Mahodaya.
Okay. Who is this, Bhagini? Sorry?
Aishwarya.
Aishwarya, Bhagini. Okay, Bhagini. So from Denuhu to Denuhu, Akashaha, Vanaraha, Gruham and Rukshaha. So imagine you are standing at this corner of the fence here, towards the bottom right hand corner, and then you are asking the question, and you have to also give the answer to these five words.
Dhenuhu kutra asti, dhenuhu tatra asti.
Dhenuhu tatra asti, samichanam mahada. Kau, kau kutra asti, kau, where is kau, kau is here. Kau tatra asti, samichanam, agre bhagini.
Akashah kutra asti, akashah sarvatra asti.
आकाशः कुत्र अस्ति आकाशः सर्वत्र अस्ति समीचीनं भगिनी अग्रे वानरः वानरः इत्युक्ते मङ्की भगिनि
वानरः कुत्र अस्ति वानरः अत्र अस्ति
वानरः कुत्र अस्ति वानरः अत्र अस्ति समीचीनम् अग्रे गृहं
गृहं कुत्र अस्ति गृहं तत्र अस्ति
गृहं कुत्र अस्ति गृहं तत्र अस्ति समीचीनम् इट् इस् फार् अवे समीचीनं भगिनि अग्रे वृक्षः
वृक्षः कुत्र अस्ति वृक्षः अत्र अस्ति
वृक्षः कुत्र अस्ति वृक्षः अत्र अस्ति Because it is near, Rukshaha Atra Asti. Samichinam Bhagini. Anyatra, how to use Anyatra? So, if it is not here, I want to use it somewhere else. It is somewhere else. You do not see it here. Probably it might be somewhere. I would say Anyatra Asti. Chashakaha Atra Asti Va? Chashakaha Ityukte? Glass. Do we see the glass here? It might be somewhere. Chashakaha Anyatra Asti. Do we see? Here? No, we don't see here. So, I would like to point it as somewhere else. So, Chashakaha Anyatra Asti. Urukam Atra Asti Va? Urukam Atra Nasti. Urukam Anyatra Asti. Samicharam Bhagni? Right, so if I want to point out it is elsewhere or somewhere else, then I will use anyatra. It is not here, it might be somewhere else. So somebody asks where are the kunchika, keys. So somebody is asking us where are the keys. Kunchika kutra asti. So we will say it is not here, right? At our homes we will say kunchika atra nasti. Kunchika anyatra asti, atra nasti. Right? That is how we will use kunchika. Kunchika is the key. Is it available here? It is not available here. It might be somewhere else. Kunchika atra nasti. Kunchika anyatra asti. Iti aham shaknomi. Astu? Aam bhagni. So next is Raghavan Mahodaya. Raghavan Mahodaya, are you available?
Yes, sir. Hello. Can you hear me?
Mohdia, we are able to hear you. Yes, Mohdia.
Sasyam kutra asti?
Sasyam. From Shaka. From Shaka, Mohdia.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Shaka kutra asti? Shaka atra asti. Sasyam kutra asti? Sasyam. अत्र नास्ति सस्यम् अन्यत्र अस्ति
समीचीनं बहु समीचीनं
वृत्तिः कुत्र अस्ति वृत्तिः अत्र अस्ति देवः कुत्र अस्ति देवः सर्वत्र अस्ति महिला कुत्र अस्ति महिला तत्र अस्ति द्विचक्रिका कुत्र अस्ति द्विचक्रिका अत्र नास्ति अन्यत्र अस्ति
बहु समीचीनं महोदय धन्यवादः बहु समीचीनं
धन्यवादः
समीचीनं सो वी हाव् सीन् हौ टु यूस् अत्र तत्र सर्वत्र एकत्र अन्यत्र अण्ड् कुत्र सो कुत्र इस् बेसिकलि अ क्वश्चन् वि आर् यूसिङ्ग् कुत्र एस् अ क्वश्चन् हियर् right? And in order to answer where a particular object or a particular thing is, we are using atra here, tatra there, sarvatra everywhere, ekatra at one place or at that place, ekatra, anyatra, anyatra if it is not here, it might be somewhere else, elsewhere, right? That is what is anyatra. So atra, tatra, sarvatra, ekatra, anyatra, kutra. So again, shunakaha ityukte dog, gardabaha, gardabaha ityukte donkey, relayanam, relayanam ityukte train, ajaha, ajaha ityukte goat, dhenuhu, dhenuhu ityukte cow, akashaha, akashaha ityukte sky, vanaraha, vanaraha ityukte monkey, gruham ityukte house, vrukshaha ityukte tree, shakha ityukte branch, sasyam ityukte sapling or a small plant, vruttihi, vruttihi ityukte fence or this border that you see here which is made of wood in the right, at the bottom of this picture, right? Devaha, devaha ityukte god, means god. Mahila, mahila ityukte woman, a female lady. Dvichakrika, dvichakrika ityukte, it is two-wheeler or a bicycle. That is what is dvichakrika. Astu, astu. So after this, we will do this lesson later. In our, one second. This is not coming up, okay. So in our Abhyasa Pustakam, okay, in our Abhyasa Pustakam, you have section 1.5, 1.6 A and 1.6 A. We have seen Atra, Kutra, Tatra, Sarvatra, Anyatra, Ekatra. So the exercise that we have to do here is to fill up these blanks. So as we see here, we have satyam atra asti, satyam atra asti, vrukshaha tatra asti, karyanam atra asti, devalayaha tatra asti, similarly vayuhu sarvatra asti, devaha sarvatra asti, mama mitram means my friend. We say mama nama, we have seen. We have already seen mama nama, my name. Similarly, mitram, mitraha. Mitram ityukte friend, mitraha ityukte son. Right? Mama mitram anyatra asti. Tasya gruham kutra asti, anyatra asti. Tasya means somebody else or yours. Tasya or hers. Okay, that is what is tasya. Tasya gruham kutra asti, tasya gruham anyatra asti. And for 1.6a, etasya koshtakasya adharena vakyani likhatu. This one please do not attempt. We will try to do this in next class. So till 1.6a, from this particular 1.4 to 1.6a, please try to complete this exercises and try to post the answers in WhatsApp. Please take a picture of your answer and post it in WhatsApp. That is what would be our homework for this week. And additionally, if you get time, please practice about five sentences, starting from saha, sa, etat, eshaha, tat, kim. These are the words that you use and try to identify the objects that are there at home or probably our lesson and try to form five sentences. Asti, nasti, saha, asti, va. Okay, saha, nasti. Or etat astiva, etat vruksha astiva, etat vruksha esha vruksha astiva, esha vruksha nasti. So these kind of five sentences, please practice. This would be our homework for this week.
Do you want these five sentences also to be WhatsApp?
Yes, if you are able to write the sentences and the words and are aware of Devanagari script, please try to WhatsApp those sentences on WhatsApp, those pictures on WhatsApp as well. So we have one question. When do you use ekatra? At one place. So I want to say I have sanganakam ekatra asti sanganakani ekatra santi all the computers are at one place so I'll use at that point ekatra Sriram Bhagini that was your question when do we use ekatra at one place that is what we'll use ekatra astu Bhagini dhanyavada Bhagini so going forward as well please provide your feedback of how we how good was the online test that we have done if this is okay what we'll do is after every 5 to 6 classes we are going to follow this if you feel this is a good way of evaluating ourselves probably for every 6 7 classes I would like to do this based on your feedback if you have liked this we will continue and we will try to evaluate in this fashion okay so going forward this we will do it for after every 5 to 6 classes we will try to evaluate ourselves okay okay everybody so sarvebhyah we will stop here and if you have any questions we will take them up or you can whatsapp me नमस्कारः शुभरात्रि शुभदिनम्
धन्यवादः नमस्कारः शुभरात्रि
धन्यवादः
महोदय
धन्यवादः महोदय धन्यवादः भगिनी
धन्यवादः महोदय
धन्यवादः
I have one question.
Yes, Bhagini.
Hello, Mohdaya. I have one question. Yeah, when you write Akarantam, that Ma is the Alant. Yeah, Pustakam. Okay, that also sounds okay?
Mm.
And there is like Karya. Karyanam, that is also sound So what is the difference when you're putting a dot on the top of the word and when you're putting a ra matra on the below? Where you
Bhagini, yes, as I go forward, for that when are we using anuswaraha and when are we using makarantaha, we will try to address this. This is based on how the immediate word is there. So if we have akaranta shabda or swaras, we will use one way. If we have if you have vyanjanani, we will use it another way.
Okay, thank you. Dhanyavad.
Astu bhagini, dhanyavad.
Shubharatri.
Shubharatri bhagini. Dhanyavad bhagini.
Sir.
Swarnalakshmi bhagini.
Sir. Sir, can you hear me?